Are you ready to crack open consciousness, explore your soul's essence, fully step into your divine authenticity, and heal your soul wounds? Then grab a snack, grab a drink, and let's dive deep, y'all.
Hey, all you beautifully awakened souls. Welcome to Awakening with Alex, where we rip the band-aid off of consciousness. We go deep and we just have the time of our lives, y'all. I am so excited to get into today's episode. This is actually one of my favorite parenting tips that we're going to really kind of get into. But really, again, this could be totally applied to any interpersonal relationship. The focus will be on children today. And this is honestly something that's been such a game changer for me personally, because when I learned about these techniques when I was in school, it actually wasn't for children to be used on children. It was actually when I was going through school to earn my diploma in canine psychology. It was a 2-year program. And of course, part of it is we have to dig deep into the psychology of dogs, how to train them, how to work with them, because obviously they were not learning English in the same way that humans do. And things look a little different and whatnot. But the fascinating thing, I don't know if you've ever studied canine psychology or other any mammal psychology really, is the psychology as a whole is very similar to that of humans, right? And of course, applications are going to look a little bit different, but generally speaking, it's very, very, very similar. And the applications are easily applied across the board. So one of the things when we are learning about conditioning the brain and conditioning the animal to do as we please, and, you know, because mine specific, if you don't know my past, my specific training was high level training. So service dogs, competitive teams that are working to get their skill sets together. So you're talking about like agility, rally, even show dogs, you know, dogs who would do things of that nature, right? So my training was more on the advanced, and that's where my focus was. And one of the things that you want to do when you are in that session with your pup or with a dog, whatever, whoever it is you're working with, is you want to hit on when the dog is doing something good. You just want a note on it. And it could be simply a good, thank you. And you'll hear me, people always would giggle when you see me train my dogs. You'll see me having like these full-on conversations with them. I always joke that I'm like totally bipolar, because I'll be like high pitch and energetic one moment and then boom, deep correction the next second, right? And so it's so funny when I just watch videos of me training, because you really are this up and down, depending on what's going on, right? And so with that being said, I decided one day to just start applying it to my oldest two when they were younger. When I went through and started studying, so it was actually while I was studying for school, my older two, they were around 3 and 4 when I was going through school, and they started responding pretty quickly. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, like looking back, but I was quite shocked. I was just like, okay. And then it was interesting to start witnessing how I was making emotional deposits into their bank, is essentially what I realized I was starting to do. And I didn't really put the connections together, because I was, you know, going through my terms and applications and whatnot, and, you know, all the different things, right? As of course I was in school and I was learning, but I was genuinely shocked that this stuff was actually starting to work on my kids. And, you know, of course, we were going through, my ex was still involved at the time within their lives. His rights hadn't been terminated. And so it was very interesting that they were starting to have different responses to my change of interaction. And when I say something, I mean, so for instance, like right now, right? My middle son, who was the younger of the two, my older two, who I was referencing a moment ago. So my now middle son, right, when he does something gentle with the baby, for instance, because there is a 7-year age gap between the two boys. And so, of course, my middle son, being a typical 11-year-old boy, is all about the go, 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 like, you know, total boy, right? And with that being said, can get a bit rough with the 4-year-old, overly rough, not realizing that he is still only 4 years old. And so one of the big things we've really been working on is managing self-control to not inadvertently hurt the baby. And so he'll do something, right? And I'll recognize him doing some sort of self-control, or he might do something else that shows some sort of constraint, you know, some sort of self-regulation or self-awareness at the very least, that I should probably pull this back or however that looks, right? To be more appropriate with a 4-year-old versus a boy my age. And I'll hit on it. And I'll be like, wow, thank you for doing this. Or, wow, thank you for doing that. I see you. I recognize that. Or, you don't even have to say thank you. Or just like, oh, I like how you did X, Y, and Z today. I witnessed, because I'll do that too. Like later on, like after something's happened, right? I'll go back to them and be like, yeah, so, I watched you do this and I really loved how you did that. Do you want to talk to me more about it and really having an opportunity to connect with them? Especially as they're preteens, right? And going into that whole thing where they're starting to come out of, I always laugh. There was an analogy I came across many years ago. It was like, up until your children hit a preteen stage, I want you to engage them like a dog does when you come home, right? You're excited to see them. You're enthusiastic, right? Because by the time that they become preteens, they start transitioning. And then of course, teens, they become more like a cat where they're like, don't really bother me. I will come to you when I'm ready, right? And they are finding their own. And so when we can have this relationship, right? Like as if, dog greeting you when you're coming home, and you have that same shared enthusiasm. I'm excited to see you. Tell me about your day, this and that. It helps solidify that bond to have that. Not saying that the children will still not retreat back. And so, of course, that's very developmentally normal for puberty and that whole age of finding themselves. And that's why it's kind of so hormonally chaotic. But you will allow yourself to have that foot in the door because you've had such a genuine and open and loving connection and relationship with them, because you've been repeatedly making these deposits in their emotional being all these years prior to them coming into that teenage stage. They will have had all of these deposits. They will have all of these times for connecting. They will have had all of these opportunities to have just a feel-good time with their parent. And again, it can be something super simple. Wow, I love that that drawing you did. You're such a great color. You're such a great artist, right? You're so responsible. Thank you for cleaning out your cat litter box every single day. I love that I never have to remind you, and you're just so responsible. I try to avoid things that have to do with the child's looks, because of course, puberty as itself is hard, especially if maybe the child has weight issues or maybe they have some other body sensitivities. Maybe it's acne, maybe it's height. I mean, there's all kinds of different things, we as individuals all are sensitive about well past years of puberty and whatnot, right? And so it can be very wise to try to just in general keep anything away from physical. But because I'll just tell my daughter sometimes, and she actually prompted me to clarify this the other day. That's why it was on my mind, because I was just like, you were just such a beautiful young woman in training. I love you and I'm so proud of you. And she's like, she said something, I don't remember what it was she said, but it basically made me think that I felt like I should clarify that beauty is more than just the outer. And I mean, we talk about this, so it's not like she doesn't hear me talk about stuff like this, that it's more about the inner beauty, your heart, your passion, your brain, those factors, right? Rather than your external, because the external will change, it will degrade it. That's normal human life, but it's who you are, that internal beauty that forever remains, right? But I still felt the need to clarify. I said something to the extent of like, I just want to clarify, your heart is beautiful. The kindness you share and show others is beautiful. The compassion you show others is beautiful. You as a whole being that is developing into a young woman is beautiful. And I'm grateful to be your mom. And I love you. And I just wanted to share that with you, And she just, kind of looked at me and just smiled. And, she doesn't have to say anything. We don't need these big, oh, thanks, mom, kind of confirmation or, engagement. But when we are able to hold these moments and really connect with our kids, put in these emotional deposits, because, or even my kids, oh goodness gracious, when they say something bad about themselves, I make them say 5 positive things that is not like physically, like physical beauty related. So five non-beauty related things, positive things about yourself, and go. Whenever they say one negative thing about themselves, the word I can't or can't in general is not who. I don't really like the word. It really bothers me. So it is not a word that is allowed. It's a house rule. You're not allowed to say I can't, you know. And it used to be, you know, a funny jumping jack, like five jumping jacks, right, for every time something physical. And now what I've changed is whenever they say it, it's a mandatory conversation that we have right then and there as to why it is you feel like you can't do something, what is going on. And then I help them change their language around it. So if it's something, you know, because part of it too becomes habitual. If we habitually are like, you know, so we come up, butt up against something difficult, we're like, oh, I can't do that, it's too hard, or whoa, you know, oh, I don't have resources, or, you know, all these excuses basically, right? Well, when we're habitually in that, or we're in that habit of saying just like, oh, well, I can't, it's a mindset, right? And I don't ever want my children to be into that habit of, well, I can't do something. Baby, you can do anything you set your mind to. You just have to have a moment of grace for yourself for all the things that you feel like you're going to mess up, but you can do anything. You like, that's it. It's done and done. And so it is, right? And that's just how my children are raised. Like, that's just my mindset. And that's something I impose on them, because it is true. Our minds are our greatest limiting factor. And it's the only limiting factor, truly, when you get down into the metaphysics of it all and the actual energetics that, I mean, if you are listening to this podcast, you probably are a little bit aware of all of that. So I won't have to dive deep into that. That'll probably be for a topic for another day. Cause I really love, oh my goodness, I love energy work. I love the quantum field. It's just, it because it gets me so excited, because I'm just like, oh my goodness, we're just like a little kid in a candy shop. We can quite literally create anything. Oh, but then it's not, once you get past that excited factor of like, I can create anything. And then the question becomes, but am I in a energetic place, like position, evolutionarily standpoint, you know, to receive anything? And then that is where it becomes like, okay, let me shift my focus rather than on manifesting tangible objects to become the thing that is in such deep resonance with the manifestation that it's just almost like blasphemy to like think it wouldn't come through, right? You're just so deeply in resonance with the thing because you have evolved to be in resonance with the thing. I hope that makes sense, but it is. And it's just such, and that's kind of, I guess, where it goes into with this emotional deposits with their children, right? Or our spouse and our friends. So even just dropping in and just, you know, if, especially like I'll have friends that come into me on meditation and I'll be like, hey, you popped in on meditation this morning. How are you? What's going on? Or there was something specific in like my meditation, like visions I've gotten, or if I have visions that just drop in, whatever that looks like, right? You know, and even just, whether it's like that, or hey, I just wanted to check in on you, see how you're doing, I miss you, you know, whatever that might look like. These emotional deposits, the emotional deposits with our spouse, man, I came across this thing with, I had seen was every single time, make it a habit that every single time you and your spouse partner, you always like give a hug and a kiss, right? You always do like one thing, or like a, you know, like a paired set of interactions, right? Like a hug and a kiss, something every single time. As soon as you are ready to part and as soon as you come back into union, I don't care if the kids are screaming and groceries need to be brought in, right? You go give your partner that hug and that kiss. You come back into union with them, right? And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world, because to me, that's where I was like coming into the understanding and like the awareness of like the deposits, right? The emotional deposits. And that was something that I thought was just so brilliant, because how beautiful is that? You and your partner get to acknowledge one another when you guys come back into union from your workday or whatever life has where it physically separated you, right? And being able to make these emotional deposits. So for this next week, I want to encourage you to think about who are the people in my life, whether it's your children or your partner, that you could be fully committed to show up however that looks for you. Like really think about it. Really think about what it is that you can do that'll help increase the emotional deposits. You know, whether that's trying to find, you know, with one child each day, one positive thing, right? You give them one positive And it could be anything, just like, I love your smile, or thank you for helping me cook today, or I mean, whatever it is. I mean, we as humans, especially me, or maybe I'm just speaking for myself here, you know, we overthink everything. We make it into something so much bigger than it needs to be, and it does not need to be like that. Like, come on, myself included, right? And I will totally overthink everything. Well, it's got to be like this. It's got to look like that. Now I just so, what is it, analysis paralysis, where you just are so overwhelmed, you just don't do anything, right? Don't be like that, y'all. Something simple. Because when we can start investing into that emotional connection, that emotional health, that emotional intimacy with the people that we care most about in our lives, our family, our friends, our children, our partners, whatever that looks like, how can you add in more emotional deposits to the people you love most in your life this next coming week? And with this, y'all, we are going to close for today's episode. I pray you have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. I pray that you step fully into your passions this next coming week and live the life you were truly meant to lead. Now go be great, my loves.
Don't forget to join our monthly membership community where we crack open the soul and dive in and establish our wealth consciousness. We go deep into conscious parenting and how to really elevate our soul's wealth and prosperity. We have monthly coaching calls, freebies that are specific to our membership. You guys get first drop on all the information, upcoming programs, free content every single month, among other perks of being part of the community. Don't forget to also sign up for our notification when our next group program launches. And I cannot wait to connect with y'all over in our community. Take care, y'all.